The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello, it's Leo here. Today we're going to talk about beach accessibility. It's easy to think that just having a ramp is enough, although that is a good start. But accessibility is about the whole journey, from arriving to being able to enjoy your experience there. That starts with things like disabled parking, accessible public toilets, step-free routes, and changing facilities and places to sit and have a rest. Then there's the beach itself. Soft sand can actually be almost impossible for people in wheelchairs to cross. So boardwalks and specialist beach wheelchairs can actually make a huge difference. Ideally, those facilities also should help people get to the water rather than stopping just halfway. Accessibility matters for people with sensory impairments too. Someone who's visually impaired might benefit from clearer routes, clear signs, and understandable layouts can help lots of people, even if they don't have a disability. It's also about having cafes that are accessible to get to, somewhere sheltered to sit, and people who are actually able to offer support if needed. Ultimately, an accessible beach isn't just somewhere a disabled person can physically get to, it's somewhere they can actually enjoy themselves and have independence. And thank you for listening.